Thank you so much for listening to the Midlife Rewired podcast. If this content is useful to you, please subscribe, rate, and share with your friends and loved ones. Midlife Rewire podcast. This is episode 5, part 2, 45 Alive with Rod Blanchard. Thanks for being here, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Before we start, I just want to acknowledge you, first off, because it's only been maybe a week or so since I released the first episode with you.
Right.
And I just want to thank you for giving me a little bit of confidence when I wasn't sure I wanted to release it. I sent it to you. I'm like, dude, I don't know. I think this is kind of shitty. I was sounding cringy to myself, and you're like, no, man, it's good. So thanks for that, because The feedback's been really good so far.
No, that's excellent, dude.
And I also want to fess up to the fact that this is the second version of Part 2. We actually did a podcast at the end of the first 45 Live Challenge, and I managed to fuck up the editing and blew out all the data on that one. So part of the learning journey, I suppose, but... this is our second crack at it, so
this week's perfect, right?
I got my backup and everything ready here as soon as we're finished, so we'll lock that down. So just to calibrate a little bit, Rod did a 45 Alive sobriety challenge, and he finished that one, and then we're currently in the middle of a second challenge, which we will talk about in a minute, but I just wanted to backtrack for a sec, Rod, and you know, first congratulate you for the first 45 days of sobriety, which you sailed right through. And then right at the end of that, Rod had a wedding set up where he was involved with, and it was going to be, typically would have been a big bender type night, and that was going to be your night to sort of let off. And what did he do instead? He drank water and did a half marathon the next day instead. So tell me about that, brother.
Yeah, and that was really more to keep myself accountable. Because, I mean, going into the first 45 days, I looked at the calendar and our friend Mike got married, or was getting married, 2 days after that 45 days was finished. So it looked like a perfect time, a perfect storm for me to kind of come out swinging. Yeah. You know, having drank for 45 days gave the liver a nice break, and now it was time to kind of light it back up. And really talking to a few people that were going to the wedding, it's like, hey, Rod, you're going to be drinking, right? For sure. Fuck fun, Rod was going to be back in the saddle. And it was probably halfway, just after we did the first podcast, and I started thinking about kind of rewarding myself for a job well done. And then I thought, why am I rewarding myself with things that I was trying to avoid? So, you know, I know Pete and Danny and my buddy and Jeff, our buddy Jeff, was running the half marathon. So I thought, fuck, why not jump in? Yeah, it's only 2 weeks to kind of, you know, get geared up to run a half marathon, but I thought, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. And that's what I did, and I think it was more than perfect. You know, I showed up at that half marathon with a smile ear to ear, with Pete, Danny, and Jeff, and it really felt like a day that back in the day we would be like fucking high. We showed up at the comfort zone. It was the perfect DJ, the perfect, it was everything. Like, I mean, and it was just like the perfect high. And that's how it felt. Like we were giddy little schoolboys ready to run a race for like 2 hours. So it was amazing. You know, we took some footage and some pictures and those will be memories that I'll have forever. And it only just adds to the whole 45 Alive and what it stands for. So it was great.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk more about that too, because I think that what it stands for is becoming more clear.
Right.
And I thought it was fascinating that you went out, you know, in seeking sobriety, but the self-awareness that came from that journey for you is crazy. And you know, for those of you who don't know, Rod was journaling every day and sharing that with a group of people. And, you know, there was so much that came from that you'd sort of... Yeah. Learn on that journey. So I've got one here that I thought was interesting, because, you know, this is something that's common, but you one of your posts said that today I'm feeling peace, clarity, and happiness, but unsatisfied. My inner self wants more. What does that mean?
Yeah, and this is a perfect question because, you know, even us doing this for the second time, it's even more clear on what that unsettled feeling was. Because there were so many things that I did in that first 45 days that made me stand proud. But there was another gear that I knew was there. And I really believe that 45 days is enough to kind of, you know, develop some habits, some good habits. And that morning routine of writing was a huge one. It was so liberating to start writing my thoughts down because for so many years I've been dealing with different voices and demons, and it kind of, the thought comes in and the thought goes out, and then the next day kind of comes. But now writing it down, not only is it super powerful to do that and share it, but to go back and reflect on it. But that unsteady, that unsatisfied feeling was, you know, I feel like there was still times through those 45 days that I was still dealing with things and processing things that it didn't make me feel like, you know, and I'll quickly, you know, kind of frame this up. There was one of the things that I did through the 45 days, and I did it with my 4-year-old, my 6-year-old, Vina and Naya, that, you know, I drew a picture of, you know, Care Bear Man that was like all enlisted the things that, you know, stood for what I wanted to be. And there was a lot of great, you know, things that, hey, if I'm Care Bear Man, this is going to make me proud. And then there was Hair Bear Man, which was the complete opposite. And what that exercise was for is really to, when I was dealing with something that made me feel a little bit uncomfortable or, you know, I got my back up, it was to kind of go back, think about what would Hair Bear Man do and what would Care Bear Man do. And hopefully, you know, you kind of err on the side of Care Bear Man. But there was, times throughout that 45 days that I still was Hair Bear Man. I couldn't get over it. That hump was still there. That hurdle was still there. So that was really the unsatisfied feeling, that there's more. There's fucking more there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that you got to dig a little deeper. You got to go, you know, you got to, you know, kind of find that community that's going to help you, you know, get to that next level. And I think that that's, you know, a great segue into other things that we're doing with 45 Alive.
Brother, I can tell you though, just on that note, I mean, it is a fucking lifetime journey.
Right.
You know, the most enlightened there, you know, every day still struggle with their ego and their and the darkness and all the other things that come along with that. So it is a lifetime journey, and that's that's why I always say no days off when it comes to meditation and training.
And I mean, even you, I mean, you've and it's funny because we're, you know, when I finished the 45 days, that was 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago. And in between the challenges, I had stopped journaling.
Right.
And I saw you at the gym. You're like, Rod, man, like I miss seeing Morning Rod, like that journal, that post, whatever. Just keep it going, man, because it's a muscle. And you were flexing it, you know, day in and day out. That was only getting stronger. And don't let, like, don't take the foot off the gas. So thank you for that, man. Pushing back to, hey, you know, get back in the saddle and keep doing it.
Listen, man, so, you know, that's a great jump off point to what's happening now. But I mean, obviously when you can express yourself in words like that, it's a creative outlet, and you can look back and you can learn so much from that. But you inspired, so that particular message that Rod was sharing every day, he shared with a, you know, small group of close friends and some family. Within that, there's that lip smack. Within that, he inspired most of these people to jump on a new challenge, a new 45 Alive challenge. So, I mean, to that point, it's a good thing you kept going, brother, because, you know, it is great to have that every single morning. And it's when you wear your heart in your sleeve and you're showing your vulnerability like that, it's like, it's very brave and super admirable. And, you know, it inspires all of us because we all have days like that, you know, and it's relatable. So,
thanks.
So Rod, you could, I guess from there, I mean, I'm not sure how many people joined up for the challenge. I know I'm part of that, but so what is the new challenge, and you know, how did you go from this little personal journey to now you've got a few people running behind you like Forrest Gump down the highway? There's a little group now running behind you. So.
Right. And it's amazing. I mean, I love the fact that So after I finished my 45 days, you know, once again, I thought it was going to be popping bottles and, you know, kind of back into to old rod. And I decided to stay the course. And, you know, everyone that I shared, and there was 30 people or 31 people on, you know, who I shared the post with. And every single one of them had wrote me back on how proud they were and how they inspired me. And then there's people there that I look up to, that I would say as a mentor, that I've respected for so many years. And I was inspiring them. And more than half the people said, Rod, thank you for letting me be a passenger on that journey, because it was a beautiful journey. Mm-hmm. And I want to be part of that next journey. So we've got 11 people in this journey, which is called Just Rise. And this 45-day challenge, it was really kind of, you know, create your own challenge. It was, you know, we left it up to the, to everyone to be able to, you know, create what they wanted to do in their morning routine.
Right. But it was based in the morning routine.
But it was based in the morning. Yeah. So that exactly. The common thread was just rise. Right. And everyone get up earlier than you usually would, and spend some productive time on your own. And be a little bit out of your comfort zone. So, you know, if you're someone who gets up and meditates, well, maybe you want to take it to another gear and do something else outside of just meditating. You know, where, you know, so once again, it was really creating whatever you'd like to do.
Yep.
But there was going to be a community built on keeping everybody accountable. And then throughout this challenge, we would have, you know, two boot camps where we get together and kind of have a physical, fun, mental, full, you know, hour and a half of kind of kicking the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
But doing it together and kind of blood, sweat, and tears, right? So it's been amazing. And it's been about the community. But I think that's a perfect time for me to kind of talk about where I am now. And I almost fell on my face in this first challenge. So I think it was a great thing what happened on Friday. So I'll kind of fast forward really quickly. I thought going into this challenge, it was, I didn't have to worry about not drinking. That wasn't the focal point. First 45 days was, hey, it's about sobriety. And this one is not about that. I'm fixed. I'm good.
Yeah.
Bullshit. I realized pretty quickly that as soon as I let that drink come back into my life, I opened the door for the demons again.
Yeah. So just to frame it there. So we, so I got some blood on my hands from this too, but we had what seemed to be sort of an innocent little boys' night last Friday. It was a dinner. You know, we were going to be home by midnight type thing. It wasn't too much beyond that, but we had some drinks that night, and it sort of sent Rod into a bit of a relapse. So you can,
yeah, so once again, I mean, I think the first 45 days I was writing, and the writing was on the wall, but I still couldn't see, you know, clearly enough that I'm an alcoholic. I mean, it's hard to kind of say that. Like, hey, I'm Rod Blanchard and I'm an alcoholic. I mean, it was very difficult. But it was Tuesday morning when I woke up and I realized, you know what, it took a relapse, which I'm happy that it happened. Cause I thought, fuck, I'm cured. I'm good. 45 days. Fuck. Look at me.
Yeah.
It only took one night out to be in that environment that once again, this is, you know, I wrote that first post out to the group of who's part of Just Rise that, you know, what if the scenario was the angel and the angel? There was no devil looking for my soul. There was an angel and an angel, like them both with very different opinions. But I was not just looking within that I knew deep down that maybe I can't handle this, but I'm gonna do it. I'm fine. You know, and I think Friday I was going to drive because I'm not going to drink. Oh, you know what? Maybe not. Fuck it. I'll go and maybe have one glass of wine. Well, I can't remember getting home. That's how drunk I was. So, you know, the drinks were fast and furious. And once again, I think, you know, the old Frank the Tank came out and I woke up not feeling the best. And I think, you know, the support was there for sure. Cause I think everybody knew, hey, Rod, kind of, where is he Saturday morning?
Yeah.
I wasn't on that community chat cause I was in bed in the fetal position. You know, but everybody was, hey, you know what? Like you fall down and I wrote no regrets. But when I wrote that, I was definitely, there was regrets. I regret that I kind of let myself down, and I let the community down. I let my wife down. I let my family down, because it only took that night before I was Saturday. I had a glass of wine. Sunday I had a glass of wine. Monday I had two glasses of wine, and there was only it was Tuesday. I realized, fuck, you know what? This is not a 45-day fix. You know, and I realize now that, you know, 45 alive really is built to have these 45-day challenges. To take little pieces and habits and the good of what you're doing, but not to just leave it back there on, hey, you know what, I did this 45 days and, you know, I felt good about it, but I'm on a new 45, so I'm going to leave this 40. No, it's bring that along. And I think with me, this is not everyone. Once again, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that can have a casual drink, and that's it. And it doesn't turn them into, you know, Frank the Tank, and it doesn't, you know, it's not a downward spiral for them. It is for me, so I have to recognize that. Yeah. So it's great, man. I feel better than I did even after I finished the first 45 days, and I'm only midway through this first 40, because I've realized something more than ever that if you're an alcoholic, then deal with it. Seek some help. And I've got an amazing network. I got an amazing wife that will be there for me, you know, like anywhere, good, bad, ugly, you know, she's always going to be there for me. And I know that. So I owe it to myself. I owe it to everyone in my life to seek the help. Because, you know, this 45-day challenge and 45 alive is really setting me for the next 45 years, right, of my life. And if I want to win at life and I want to find that best version of Rod Blanchard, it has to be without the bottle. Yeah.
Well, brother, thanks for that. Thanks for sharing that. I mean, I think it's fucking brave for you to say that. You know, I think taking responsibility for our own actions is something that a lot of people don't do. We like to blame other things. We like to say, you know, use crutches, but going inside and taking responsibility. But at the same time, when you talk about regrets, and regrets are just mistakes made in the moment, you know, and, right, you know, also just giving yourself some love and commending yourself for getting to this point. And, you know, I know for a fact now, because, I mean, we've spoken the last day or two about this, right, and that, you know, you're not going to put yourself in that situation anytime soon.
No.
Not ready for that. In 45 days versus a lifetime of fucking programming. I mean, right, you can't, it doesn't compete. And those, right, those neural pathways are well entrenched into the Frank the Tank mode, right?
Right. So, and you know, and even, you know, I think to myself, and I thank you, and I thank all my friends and my family, and everyone's made it easy for me to talk about it. You know, and I've made this, you know, comment before, we're looking at 45 Alive, you know, I always made the, you know, association with Fight Club, where Fight Club, the number one thing about Fight Club is you don't talk about it. Where 45 Alive, the first, you know, rule of 45 right, Alive is you do talk about it. And, you know, Court was, you know, he's one of my best friends and one of your good friends and, you know, part of our circle, you know, called choked up when he heard the first podcast, because we laid it all out there. But also he was, you know, he's a little bit out on an island right now, and he's not surrounded by, you know, the core group that like we are. You know, so it's a beautiful thing that we have here, and we should always be very, very fortunate and grateful that we have that.
Well, you know what, buddy, it's you inspired me to do some writing on that topic just now. I'm actually just working on something, and it's about men in general. We don't talk
right
about challenges. We don't talk about insecurities. We don't talk about our fears.
Right.
We don't talk about our relationships. We fucking bottle it up. Right. And it comes out in anger. It comes out in alcohol. It comes out in all kinds of ugly ways, typically. Like, this is the majority. I'm not talking about everybody. But
yeah,
where women, they will get together and talk with their girlfriends, and they'll go deep on those things
right,
all on a regular basis. And I think, you know, this is like, I think there's a turning point right now, and this is definitely what Midlife Rewire is about too. It's right, about getting together, not just men, but everybody, and talking openly and yeah, putting those vulnerabilities out there to help each other as a exactly, group, you know, because yeah, fuck, it's really hard to do these things alone.
Right.
And you know, it's amazing the group that you put together for this current challenge, those 11 people. I mean, it's a WhatsApp group, right, and every morning there's just so much fucking love and so much inspiration.
Right.
And once in a while, someone shits the bed and we're like, no worries, man. Next time, you'll, you know. And it's like, it's just amazing. So you've created that. So it's incredible. But, you know, I think we just need to talk more. And you know, this goes about into mental health and all kinds of things. Yeah. If we talk about these things more, they don't manifest into something much worse. So.
Exactly. And you know what, even to your point there with, you know, men don't talk about it as well, even with their spouses or their significant other. It's we keep things bottled up. And I think, you know, that was the other unsatisfied feeling I had out of my first 45 days is I want to be able to get better at communicating with my wife. I mean, somewhere along the line, or along the way, I kind of forgot that, you know, Elk and I are a team. And once again, I mean, when you realize that unity, that team, like you have somebody in the passenger seat fucking 24/7. So you know what, communicate, let them know how you feel. Let them know that you're fucking just completely don't know where to turn, instead of turning to the bottle. Like, I mean, I think that's where I want to be able to come out the other end.
Yeah.
I want to be able to come out the other end, a better man, but a better husband,
yeah,
a better father, a better friend. There's so many things. There's so much there, man.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly one of my weaknesses too. It's relationships are hard. And you're married going on 15, and you know, this is a person that, we have children together. We're tied together in so many ways, and sometimes it's really fucking hard to communicate, especially if you're frustrated. And you know, I'm like, oh, instead of talking, you just avoid it,
right?
And then it just festers longer, right? And you both can feel it, and it's just doesn't work.
And once again, I mean, the communication becomes a fucking nod or a look, something that just, you know, it's gonna hurt them. You know what I mean? But you do it anyway,
right?
And then triggers, it's
silly. Yeah.
So I mean, that's definitely another podcast.
Yeah,
another
day. We'll do it. And just one funny point, just to close that piece. But I mean, you know, you raised a very good point. One of the things about the old party days was after we go out and we would do a major serotonin dump and two days of partying, it's at that point we'd all come together at huddle and then we'd have the conversation.
Right.
Then we'd talk about all our feelings and all our fears and our insecurities, because at that point we had just burnt everything all away, and it was just that's all that was left was the truth. Yeah. But you know, now we can actually get together on a Monday morning at 8 o'clock, have a coffee,
right,
and just go right there.
Right, right.
You know, and that's obviously works a lot better with their lifestyle, you know.
Way more healthier.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So Rod did, in the current challenge, his two challenges were meditation and nutrition. And so the meditation side, I've been, you know, it's something that's, I feel that everybody should do, and it's a big thing. And so tell me about how meditation's been for you, because it's really hard for people to meditate from a cold start.
Right.
You know, what's been working, what hasn't been working.
So, and here's a, you know, it's crazy, because I think, you know, out of the gates, it felt new, exciting. Curiosity was there. And like, you know, that was 3 or 4 days in, I'm feeling, okay, something's going on here. That blow up weekend or blow up Friday, it hurt a little bit, because I think once I closed my eyes, you know, those demons were there and it was hard to shut them out. So I kind of just would get past the meditation piece. Like, I just, let me just check the box, fucking 30 seconds, whatever it is, I'm done. It wasn't until Tuesday when I, you know, kind of outed myself, that, you know, I laid there meditating. But I asked you this question as well, like, can you meditate with your eyes open? And I lay there looking up, like laying on the floor, head against the trees. And it's almost like a mushroom state where, like, you know, I fixate on something and then it starts to move in a different way. And then I just kind of feel my body just going into another, I don't even feel it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, my eyes drift down a little bit. And I feel like something is going on. But it really takes me a good 5 minutes of staring up at this tree. And then it just, something happens. And that was my big breakthrough where, you know, I think once again, I was able to I get past of, you know, these demons were fucking right there, and I turned to them and just said, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm ready to face this. Right, yeah. I am a fucking alcoholic, and you know what? And I think that broke down the walls. And I went in the next day, like, just feeling a little bit more at peace, that I've made my peace, and I'm now ready to conquer this. But also, I was doing meditation in a way that I didn't know if it was the right way until, you know, and you were like, Rod, yes. I mean, like, you can open your eyes, you can close your eyes, whatever feels comfortable. And that's where I feel right now. Like, I mean, now I'm excited to do meditation again, where, you know, I think there was that middle part where I was just like, it's not working. Yeah. But it's just because I was fooling myself. I was lying to myself.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, a lot of it is what goes on in your mind before you even meditate. The obstacles that we create for ourselves, like, we talk ourselves out of it before we even start.
Right.
We have all these preconceived notions, and that's just our fucking egos saying, okay, I don't want to sit there. I don't want to sit there and have to deal with anything, you know? And yeah, you can, I mean, the techniques that I've been taught, I mean, there's certain ways that are sustainable and a little more measurable, maybe. So if you do dynamic mindfulness, for example, you can actually start to notice how quickly your thoughts go from your breath and back, and then based on that you can measure how you're actually doing. And so it's really something hard to measure, but to your point, just being in nature, just being in that moment and getting your brain from beta to alpha and maybe even theta. That's what's happening when you're in that mode where all of a sudden your thoughts shut right off and you just melt into the moment,
right,
into the tree, and it's just like it's bliss there. Mm-hmm. And that is the fucking sweet spot, you know. It's like that perfect golf swing that keeps you coming back, and
right,
and so I'm glad you got to taste that, because you know that's what you need to sort of go into, you know. And it's not going to happen every day,
right,
but I mean, just being patient over time will happen more often.
But yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there, where I had a little taste of it and I looked up and, like, once again, it almost felt like I was on mushrooms, because everything just started to blur and move, and next thing you know, it was just like I couldn't really even feel my body anymore, my fingertips, and I was just laying there, and it was comforting. It was like someone was giving me a big hug. It was really weird. Yeah. Man.
Yes, it feels that way, kind of, doesn't it? And it's, and there's something kind of magic about that darkness in the morning too.
Yeah. You know,
it's so quiet. It's so still. I just find for myself, it's a really great time, because I just woke up from sleeping, so I'm not going to fall back asleep at that point. But I don't want to be too jacked and alert and full of caffeine and whatever the day is, you know, dumped upon my brain. Right.
So. Right. Right.
All right, brother. So what's next? So, you know, here we are. I think we're two weeks in.
2 weeks
into the
Sunday, show. we have boot camp. Yeah. So it's 45 Alive, you know, fueled by SWAT.
Yeah.
So we've got a local physio gym here that's going to take us through a full boot camp. So it'll be fun, man. Like, I think everyone's excited to, you know, kind of sweat it out together.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the big things as well with the half marathon. We got together, like Jeff, Pete, and Danny and I, that you get together for a run kind of leading up to it. And then it was like, okay, we did all these fucking cold runs in the morning. And then you get to the race and you're like, this is the reason why.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be able to share it. And I'm excited as well. Like, I think, you know, even getting started, you're going to take us through like maybe a 10-minute meditation you know, before we kind of start sweating it out, it's kind of get our minds right, get us prepared.
Yeah, maybe just some breath work.
Yeah, just sort of exactly. Because I think even with that 15-minute, like the podcast that I listened to, with helping people meditate, the one big thing with me is, you know, I listen to, you know, when you're talking about breathing in and out with just your nose and, you know, breathing in the hot air and then, you know, the cold air. And it's just when I focus on that, and when I'm laying there looking up at the trees and I never just breathe through just my nose or my nostril. It was always like, you know, breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Right.
So no, I'm excited, man. I think Sunday's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm super fucking pumped that you've maybe slightly hooked on meditation now too. So that's a huge win. So we're going to finish this challenge and we'll circle back, but you know, what's your vision? I think, you know, 45 Alive is something that, you know, I said at the beginning, it's sort of coming, you know, it's a movement, but where do you see that going, and maybe for next challenge, and are you open to including more people, or what's your
vision? Yeah, and I think that that's where, you know, with this whole 45 Alive and where it's going, I believe, you know, the more the merrier, and the more we continue to grow this. I think, you know, this challenge was really almost like a little bit of a beta, where like we're even just using a WhatsApp community, because, you know, I don't want to build out like a small little, you know, app or platform that we don't know what people want to use, or what's going to be sticky, or what people are interested in. But I really think the one key thing to 45 Alive is the community. Being able to pick each other up, being able to get motivated and inspired by each other. But I really look at 45 Alive, it's about the next 45, and that's 45 years. I mean, right. You know, we're in the second part of our life.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of 45 day challenges that there's going to be people that are going to want to jump in here, jump in there. There's going to be people that are going to be on every challenge. But if there's one thing that I'm hoping is everyone can take one thing from each challenge and just continue to build that armor, and find that best version and then find that next gear.
Awesome, brother. Okay, well, so the next one kicks up. I'll put it out there, and we'll see how it goes. But thank you so much, brother.
That was excellent.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. I promise I'm going to back the shit out of you.